Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on metaphysics, spirituality, paranormal, and healing. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show with Roz, Ivory, Terri-Anne, and Melissa. Today's topic is starseed. If you're here with us now and you have questions, you can raise your hand. We'll unmute you. You can ask it, or you can put it into the show chat room and we'll see it there as well. If you're watching the show or listening to it later on YouTube or one of the podcast channels, I'd ask you to email your questions to the address in the show description, and we'll be glad to get back to you at any time. Doesn't matter how long ago the show was, we'll answer them. So Melissa, it's almost your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
By default, you're going to explain what starseed are. Besides, this is a big topic for you.
Yeah, it always has been. I love this topic. It's kind of a fun, you know, after all of a lifetime of a spiritual path and work career, 30 years of doing psychic medium readings and healing, it's always what I go back to. Like, it's my kind of my root beginnings. And just being a little kid, I didn't know all the words. That now we have some more catchphrases and good words to use, like starseed. But it always started at the very beginning when I was a child, just communicating with the celestial beings, which we could also call star beings or cosmic families or councils. And that was normal to me. And my family, that would not be normal to, were really good and helped me connect. And I also grew up in a bookstore going way back to the 70s. There's a book called, I think it's called Seth Speaks or Starseed Diaries or journals or something like that. And so I had that book when I was a little kid because my family recognized that in me. And so the description or the definition of starseed, it's a little bit tough to put into, you know, a couple of sentences, but overall it would be, at least in my perspective, would be advanced people with activated DNA, purposes, missions, knowing, wisdom, knowledge in different ways that were kind of activated by the heavens, by the stars. And it's often, we're all different, but we all have kind of a little bit of a brilliant piece to us it's sort of like the connection with God or the divine or the stars. And so that's the main definition, but in my experience and working with different types of starseeds all over, for many years, there's always just something that they're really good at. And then the rest of the things that maybe not so good at. So there's like one area, like purpose, mission, or something about their character or personality that they're really good at. And, you know, it comes with a handful of talents and abilities and gifts, like channeling, and doesn't have to be spiritual either. It could be really good at a certain art or direction or science or numbers as well. But there's always something a little bit weird about them. And that's a good weird.
So. I think that's my tribe.
Exactly.
I am the founding member of the Don't Be Normal Club, after all. There's some signs that a person is a starseed. And you talked about that, having that one ability they're really great at. What are some other signs you ladies have noticed in starseed, that somebody is a starseed?
Well, for me, Melissa hit it right on the head. Not being part of your human family. I always said, like, I was dropped into this family that I was so different from. And a lot of my clients, they exhibit those same sort of traits where they don't feel like they've ever belonged. They're so much different than everybody else, their brothers, their sisters, their parents, their cousins, everybody. And so the number one thing that I hear from a lot of my clients is, I don't feel like I belong in my family. For me, that resonates with me because that was a big one for me. The other one would be, they would like look out there and know there's something more. They have like a deeper understanding What is it? There, I know there's so much more. I know it cannot just be us on this planet called Earth. And they seek to find that. It's like I say when I work with clients and we're working on finding that starseed awakening, or we're doing, what is that? Because it's misunderstood for them. So when we're looking at that, it's almost as if this activation is within them and it's waking up them at a certain time, but they're really not, as a human, fully understanding what that is until you bring it, you know, to the forefront for them. And then they're like, oh, is that what it means?
So you help them flip that switch on.
Yeah. So it's already within their DNA. It's already inherent within them. Their soul is encoded with this, but, and then they're searching at this moment in their life. What is it? I know there's more to this life. And so that's when they come in search of us. Right. And they find us, and then we look at flipping that switch on. And then it's like a light is turned on and you can never turn it off again.
I totally understand what you're saying, what you ladies are saying about this. Like, and I've never thought of myself as really starseed. I never really thought about it, though I've had plenty of encounters with beings from other dimensions, other planets since I was a toddler. But what you're saying about like not fitting into your family, like I know my family loves me and I love them, but they don't understand me. And they're all very conservative and they don't understand some of the choices I've made with my career, with my life. And I think they can't understand that. And I don't fault them for it, but I never really thought about that as being like starseed sign.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think that for me, and maybe because that's my experience, that I attract those type of clients, that really is inherent within them, is that's the number one thing, is they don't feel like they belong. And like Melissa said also, maybe you said it, it was about being weird or different. That was another thing too. We see the world differently. And starseeds, whatever, you know, your gifts or your abilities are, like Melissa said, if it's creativity or if it's psychic abilities, we see the world totally different because there's this like mission that's encoded in our soul. And as a human, we're trying to understand that. And so for a lot of people, and for me to help them, is to like melding the two to understand what is this now. And it's almost like I try to explain it like your nationalities, like I'm Italian and Polish. So you may not even be just from one planet or one star system. There may be several. It's like our nationalities.
Interesting.
I agree. And I think we're all made up of many different aspects of the divine anyway. And I've also noticed over the many years and in myself trying to resist some of the definition words that we use for all of our works, that some of the people they don't necessarily have to be interested in UFOs, or they don't have to like be into Star Trek and Star Wars. It's still an activated piece of them. It's like a higher wisdom and knowledge. And but I have had people that I'm just shocked. Like during a reading, they'll be all fancy ladies, and they say, you know, I used to get abducted and I have this and this about the star beings and things like that. And I'm like, what? Because it would be the last person you would think, but they're not on some big billboard thinking about, you know, extraterrestrials, or they're not watching, you know, the Roswell crash site, you know, movies all day long or anything like that. But they are very advanced, listening inside, listening to their souls and their divine connection about how they can help this world in these times as we're awakening, ascending, and kind of helping each other. So, I also think that most of the starseeds, especially if they're kind of aware of being a starseed, have sometimes a really tough life path. And possibly we are not the ones that are reincarnated all that often. Like, we don't really want to be here that much.
That's me.
I don't really want to know about banking and insurance and things like that. That is beyond my capacity. But my one thing that I do well, sure, that's it. So it to me, I've noticed the people that do not have as many incarnations here sometimes are the more awakened starseeds with different purposes. We all have different purposes. And like, I thought that was brilliant, Terry, because for so many years during readings, I keep saying, all it is I'm helping bring some light language, some light to whatever it is supposed to be. I don't know what it is for each person, but we all have different perspectives and we're just expanding our perspectives in this awakening time and for each one of us in our lives. And so I think that's one of the main, it's sort of like at the top of the checklist for if we're starseeds that are here to help others, is at the top of the checklist to see in different perspectives. And that in itself awakens some of these pieces in our energies and our DNA and our, it's almost like our divine plan that we can't really see, but we know inside. And I've been getting the message for all the starseeds for a few months now that we really do belong. Even though we were talking about like that, that is just a really big staple of being, you know, starseed cosmic. My mom, who is passed, she used to call me cosmic girl when I was a little child. So that was, you know, 45 years ago. And she so all of my lifetime with her, she would go, wow, you're cosmic. I didn't even know what that meant, really.
Well, we always talk about the importance of finding your tribe, finding a spiritual circle. It sounds like it's extremely important for starseed. Like, so you feel like you belong somewhere, you know, with the people that understand you, that can resonate with your situation.
Yeah, exactly. And I know for me, like being a medium and seeing spirit was very easy for me. But then when I started to connect with star beings and celestial beings and, you know, see portals and all, like the first time I came to Roz and I was like, you're not going to believe what's happening to me. And I said that a lot to Roz, you're not going to believe this. And she's like, wait, I'll believe it. So for me, my own personal experience was I don't have a remembrance necessarily. Some people do, some people don't. I don't have that remembrance of it, but once it came to me and I moved to Sedona and all these things started awakening within me, I was able then to be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. It felt so familiar to me. It wasn't scary or there wasn't anything fearful about it. And the energy, like when we've done, Ivory and I have done the Nyandala circle, that energy, I have to tell you, Nyandala just comes and it's so peaceful and loving, you just break into tears. And so that's what I want people to understand, is that's the energies that you'll feel with a celestial and angelic being. Though, you know, even if you don't feel, maybe you'll see or hear. But the celestial beings, I have found personally from my own experience that it's just such an overwhelming love and peace that they're bringing.
That's true for a lot of the beings from other planets and other dimensions too. They have the same frequency as an angel and their intentions are just as high, just as pure for us. Like Nyandala is actually from another planet and they feel like angels.
And in other systems, they're in different dimensions sometimes, but right close, they're close to us. And in some of the other systems, in the planetary systems, they're more aware of us. And the Earth, the human minds are like, wow, it's a little, we're growing. It's almost like we're sort of in preschool or kindergarten at learning these things. And perhaps they know, maybe they've got some master's degrees and PhDs on the subject. So we're a little bit far behind and maybe really a being aware and knowing. I know I am sometimes, but they have different. They also have spiritual hierarchy as well and different divine beings, angels on the different planets. It's just sort of like we would go, huh, that's a little bit different than Earth, but, oh, you also have that, those layers of angels and divine beings. And so in the different systems and planets and races, if I may use that word, for the different extraterrestrial beings types, and there are many, they also have angels. And so since I was a little kid, I would always call them the celestial beings. And it shocked me. It was like 15 years ago that someone said, oh, do you know about the aliens, UFO, something extraterrestrials talking about that? And I went, why would you call them an alien? I just didn't even get it. Like I was so slow because I've been seeing them all my life, and they're very peculiar looking, some of them in my visual, because I'm a seer visual person. So they're peculiar looking, but like Terry Ann said, that didn't strike me as odd in any way, shape, or form. So, but two other people, if they were like, oh, they do have a different color skin and their hands are very long or whatever it is, that would be a little bit extra shocking. So I think in that aspect, for, you know, humanity to kind of come into that, perhaps we are already living in a Star Wars, Star Trek life, but as much as we can comprehend is what's going on at the moment.
I like to think we're living in a Men in Black life. And somewhere there is this hangar with creatures from all over the galaxy, and I want to go there. I want to see them.
Me too. That's funny. You know, it's so amazing when you like meet with other people who are like-minded like you. It's so easy. Like, we could sit here and talk about this topic for hours and hours and never get bored. And so when people would come to see me, I could talk forever about this subject, especially. It's funny because then when they meet you, they're like, oh my God, like, you get it. You really get it. Like, you understand. You don't think that I'm crazy. Like, I thought I was crazy, and I know now that I'm not crazy. Even like Melissa said, I had a couple of clients that were had no interest in any of that, but here it comes, and it comes around the back end, or it comes through. And I always say, like, I don't know if this is going to freak you out a little bit, or let me just mention what's coming through. And it's about a star seed. And they're like, oh, no, not at all. I understand that. But whatever their purpose is for this time, as in this lifetime as them, either they have no interest in it, or they're just, you know, doing something else that it's not at the forefront of that.
But I think when that happens in a reading and you're guided to tell somebody something you suspect they're not ready, it's planting the seed for them to start preparing themselves. And then they open up something and they start having experiences, because I certainly had that, you know, with many different topics, actually, not even just starseed, but you just have to tell the person if you get that. So one of you, if it might have been Melissa on a recent show, one of you said, everybody is a starseed. Was that you, Melissa?
I think it was, yes. That part I was referring to was that inside of our human makeup, the divine, the celestial beings have helped us evolve along the way. So we all have seed. This is a really good part of this definition as well. We're seeded. Part of each one of our makeup, all the pieces to our physical, whether we're tall or short or have light hair or dark hair, as well as our character pieces, our personalities and pieces, are seeded from the divine, the hand of the divine, the heavens. So the heavens would be the stars. And so I believe, it's my belief and understanding, that we all have DNA, and it's part of each one of our systems from different galactic directions. And so, like Terry Ann was saying, we don't have to think about it all the time, but we all have genetics from the stars.
I think that's why we are all really searching. It's like one of the, you're searching, you want a deeper understanding of, why am I really here? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? And I know I can't be the only planet in the solar system that has life on it. And so what is it? Because I think that DNA that you're talking about being seeded with that starseed energy or that cosmic energy is that like key that unlocks it. And it's like, it's meant to unlock it for us. So as a human, then we can understand, we are supposed to, now while we're here, we are all supposed to come together and uplift humanity as we go into the new earth and the golden age. All of this right now is about opening all that. So we are way showers. I'm getting chills. We are way showers to show others that there is so much more to the world that we live in than we can just see. And we are starting to get this understanding. So as humanity is awakening and we're planting those seeds, as you said, people are starting to really be like, whoa, I feel this within my body. I know there's something to this.
I think why I get really frustrated with mundanities, like, and Roz laughs at me about this, but I go through phases where I get so furious that I have to brush my teeth, you know, and wash my face and take showers regularly. And then this, you know, all these things you have to do to maintain the human body. And she'll laugh at me. And I'm like, no, seriously, like it just, I get furious. I'll be brushing my teeth and just seething with anger because it feels like a giant waste of time. And yet on the human part of me knows I need to do that. But those kind of things, and like Melissa was saying, like the things of paying your bills and getting insurance and all these things we have to do just seem like such a waste of time.
I agree. It's like my husband always laughs because like we'll be in the car, and especially in the car when I'm driving, I get like very spacey. I start looking out to the horizon and my intuitive senses are really open when I drive. Oh, what do you think about this? Do you think on this planet that they're doing this right now? And he's like, I just want to know what's for dinner, honey. And here I am like pondering life, you know, and he's like, I just want to know about dinner.
He's out around Saturn, zooming around.
Yes.
Can either one of you look at a person and tell what kind of starseed they are? You can?
I think so. I think I ask. I'm not as advanced as Melissa either. So I ask, I always get an inkling, or I'll hear something about that person. And so I'll then approach it with them. But, you know, since like Melissa said, that we all have this piece, this aspect of us that is starseed. So I think it's like anything else when you're psychic, a medium, you know, an intuitive. You know, when that person comes in, you sort of get, the first thing is you sort of get this, I get it, is a feeling. And then I ask and I confirm with my angels and guides and their angels and guides and their higher self to confirm with me that I actually am getting what I'm getting.
I do the same thing. And yes, you are. We're just very much advanced in the same ways or similar ways. That's how I do it too. I kind of look at people, and sometimes, I think I talked about one really profound experience I had when I was in New Mexico one time, where I looked at somebody and I could hear them inside, and I thought, whoa. And there are times, let's just go over this right now. There are times in this lifetime here where it's so strange in the learning and the activation of my awakenings, which are never ending. Like it continues. It's, we will never know all of this, where I could hear the person's thinking. They purposely were talking to me in telepathic ways. So again, that's one of the gifts that some of the starseeds are really good at, channeling telepathic things. But I do it the same way, where I go, whew, and you have a feeling, and it just, it's almost like something touches you inside and you go, you never know, you know, what background they're going to be from. Or again, like what they're into, is they're tall or short, or they like music, or they like numbers, or whatever it is. It, you never know. And you just kind of go recognize people from time to time, and then remember that you do belong. And that's part of, for my path, at least, many people would not want to talk about this subject because it's kind of intense. But in the age of ancient aliens and Neil deGrasse, what's his name?
Oh, I know it.
and the David Wilcox and things like that, that are just like, well, okay, I'll talk about it if no one else is. Thank you, by the way, to the others, the way showers that have, you know, made it good for us. Some of us are sort of just loud. And so that's the reason that, you know, like I get to have a UFO tour and things like that. It's fun and colorful. So we can make it pleasant instead of a creepy subject.
Yeah, there's been so much publicity about scary abductions and experiences, but they're not all like that. So it's not like every alien race is every starseed race, whatever you want to call it, has something they want to do to us. Most of them, I think, just want to help us.
In many of those yucky, scary scenarios, there are starseeds, awakened light beings, that are shutting that down. So many of those beings of the past, maybe some of the really famous ones are from like the 40s and the 50s, the 70s. So some of those really scary stories and shadowy, gross things that are scary sounding, that is not as, it's few and far between, and they're being stopped. So that is, so those types of beings, it's almost like we open up the gate to our yards, you know, our houses. And we said, no rabid dogs, no creepy stalkers. And so it's the same way in the extraterrestrial races. We're like, no. And so we've expanded that. And it's truly beautiful, fun, interesting, creative connection with the light, cosmic star beings. Do you think that as well, Tarian?
Yes, I feel when my angels show me, they always show me, like you just said, with that analogy of the gate, I love that, a welcoming home, opening our arms to understanding. This is who we are. There's nothing to be fearful. Those old stories, those old beliefs, those old patterns, and you know, they need to go away. Where we're going, there we don't have any space for that, where we're going. And that is peace. That's a piece of us. So how can we deny that piece of us? I mean, when we talk about it, we get so passionate about it because I just love everything about it. But you look at that and it's like, it's a welcoming. And so my angels and guides have told me, especially when I would be downloading like light language, and I do that a lot for my clients, and I do light language drawings. I don't speak it yet. But when I'm drawing it, and so it became very natural for me to connect with those type of beings and to draw this light language to understand it and to help my clients then understand. It's an activation for them. So it becomes very natural. We're taking away, as you said, we're taking away that fear-based stuff, those old beliefs, everything that goes along with that. And we are welcoming this new energy because we're ready for it, right, girls? We are ready.
I am so ready. So darn ready. What do you think people can do if they want to work on opening this themselves? Is there something they can do?
I'd say meditation is really helpful. I recommend that. I can say 9 times out of 10, I recommend that my clients meditate, because there's something about connecting with your higher self, going into meditation. That's part of where we're going to, is for more people to learn. You have this, is to empower them. You have this power within you to connect. So I think meditation is wonderful for a various amount of things, but for connecting and learning more, what is it? And sit there, you know, I sometimes can be a little bit stubborn. So I have been known to sit there for hours. If you're not going to give me what I need, I need to know, and I need to know what it is. And I'm going to sit here and I'm not going to move until you tell me what I need to know. And that's just me because I'm stubborn. I don't have time or the patience to wait for weeks on months, you know. So I ask what it is. I always tell clients, ask what it is. How can I better get in tune with my star seed side? How can I begin to activate myself? What can I do to help foster this relationship between me as a human, Tarian as my human self, and my higher self? How can I create that direct connection?
And that's, for me, I always say prayer. So people over the years, again, I was born in the Midwest, and I grew up in a kind of a conservative space. And so I just was always like, woo, I'll be myself. And people were shocked that I prayed. And I'm like, I probably pray more than most people. So I add, I think we're all children of God. So the whole universe, that means in different planets, we're children of God. So I add the prayers and like Terry had said, that meditation and prayers and asking. And one of the things that helps me when I'm very stubborn as well, just like Tarian was talking about as well, is to try to let go of what my preconceived ideas about how they're supposed to answer. Because sometimes I'll ask a different, in a meditation or a hypnosis, Tarian and myself do hypnosis. And that's really a deep way to get to your subconscious, that beyond our egos, the personality pieces, things like that, to talk to the star beings as well. But sometimes I'll ask in 5 different directions. Like, okay, well, you didn't answer the way I wanted you to, so let me just rephrase that. And they'll kind of laugh at me, and then you'll realize it's, even though you can't touch them or see them, or it, well, I guess you could call them in and ask them to come visit you in your house, but that's a whole nother topic. You know, in your communication, if you would like to be in communication with your star family, your origins, where you do belong, it's almost like, just check it out, try it, try the different aspects, and they will definitely meet you halfway. And you will, like Terri-Ann also said, they always feel safe, and you know innately inside. And that'll help us awaken, each one of us, all of us awaken to our next steps. And they want to help with your purposes or directions and missions and talents and abilities.
Do you think we're just naturally drawn to our star family who are here at the same time we are? That just happens by itself?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what happened to you with that telepathic experience, but how have you noticed that in your life, both you and Terri-Ann?
For me, you know, growing up in the 70s and the 80s, my very first experience of actually visually, so sometimes I see them with my third eye, right? And so you kind of go, whoo, am I making stuff up? Great. So just know that's also part of being a starseed, where you kind of think you're making things up, but you're like, well, I can't. I don't know. Okay, let's just roll with it. But the first time I visually saw space light ships, I was with a boyfriend, and people were like, yeah, it's your boyfriend. But they always say that of all my choices. That's your boyfriend. I'm like, yes, don't you get it? He's so brilliant, smart, starseed. Like, we got it. We got it. And one of our favorite songs, you know, because that was back in the day of getting this, right when CDs were, you know, happening. So we had the Children of the Sun by music playing, and we saw it, and he goes, well, and I said, that's one you don't tell anybody, but they watch us. This, I had this whole paragraph of, oh, those are the ones that watch us. They see what we're doing. They check on us. They see if we're okay. They see if we're crazy or we're not. So that was one of the first things I remember visually. And I was just, I found myself explaining to him, and I knew he was a starseed. He had cool eyes. He's a very kind, just person. Strange. We're often very strange. And throughout my lifetime, some of the people I've loved the most, you can just see it in their eyes, and they have a similar resonance, and you can just recognize the stars. That you might not like all the same things at all or be similar at all, but you can recognize that star family resonance in them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I actually thought it might be more of a frequency thing, like other recognitions are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, frequency is huge. You feel, you know, because I'm very feeling, I talk about feeling a lot. But I personally feel that connection. I mean, when I met Roz, and I was explaining what was happening to me when I moved to Sedona, and I was explaining the things that were happening because they were blowing my mind. I said to her, one of the first things I said to her is, I feel so connected to you. I had met her maybe 10 minutes, but there was this connection. And at that time, I didn't fully understand what that meant. But like Melissa said, there's this resonance and this frequency that runs. And I mean, you can think about it as if it's an invisible string attaching you, but I go through the heart. So when I meet somebody and I look at them, I look at their heart space, and I see on that frequency what their heart space looks like. And a lot of times that's how I'll know. But you know, I've met people for 5 seconds and been like, oh my God, I love you. It's amazing. You know, and people have said similar to me, but then there's other people that are, you know, may not be in your starseed family or your soul group or whatever you would like to call it. You know, they may be here for 5 minutes and just to bring something to you that you need to know at that time to help unlock something, you know, so there's no really, for me, in my experience, I don't find that there's any specifics. We're all so different and so unique in each of us. you know, what resonates with me may not resonate with you, and vice versa.
Activate each other in different ways, even if we've known each other, like the, you know, the three of us and Roslyn, we've known each other for a long time, some of us. And sometimes with Ross, especially, I remember, this is a fun story. I used to live next door to Roslyn and her husband, and we saw a very large, tall, very tall being on different days. And we were both like, huh, wonder what, because the being didn't talk to us, but it felt normal that a very, you know, like a 9 foot tall being came to check us out or help us. And it, we both got at different times that they were helping code us and reactivate us to the next level. So I hope I'm not being too sounding too deep or whatever, but we finally giggled at each other because we kind of went, oh, we're being coded and reactive or activated in the next step. And so when we cross each other's paths, you know, like we were saying, for just a few minutes, even if we wouldn't particularly like each other in our human selves or be around each other ever again, it's almost like touches the light in me and touches the light in you, and it just amps it up and it opens up a little bit more of understanding, even if we are not discussing any big topics. So that also happens.
Interesting.
I think Melissa and I too, because I feel like when we've done all this hypnosis, when I was in town still, there was a lot of talk of reseeding, recoding. We were doing these hypnoses on one another, and we were each getting information differently, but it was pretty much about like the same, whatever it was, whatever topic it was, like say if it was Atlantis or something like that. So it came to us almost similar, but it was different. So for each of us, we were being coded or recoded in a different way. So you know, you always get what you need, specifically inherent to you, what you're going to need out of a specific session if you're doing something like hypnosis.
Terry Ann's awesome at it too. That is so much fun.
I love you.
I mean, it was so much fun, and I miss her being close by so that we can, you know, see each other. But yeah, there's different ways that we can look into our gifts, and all of us who are, you know, kind of the old school people, we're still working on how we can keep awakening and continue on our path and our starseed path and understanding and helping people and growing and being better at our work and things like that. And it's, to me, it's coming from the stars, which is, I've been seeing a lot extra lately. Every once in a while, there's a, you know, I love to be outside, and I've always just been staring at the sky. Consequently on that one, when I was a very little child, my parents would find me outside in the middle of the night, staring at the sky, just chatting. And that was a little bit alarming for them, but that still continues to this day, all these 50 years later. And, but I've been seeing, mind you, I don't see them as like, there's ships parked outside of my house all the time, but they come in flashes of what my mind can comprehend. And then they will send a signal of like, this is what we're working on. We're working on helping clear the waters of the earth right now. And we're holding a certain frequency. So they will tell things. And I think all of us all over the world are receiving messages like that, but it's sort of just like, it's not as strange sounding, like maybe it's so more subconscious, and it activates us to go, yes, I do care about the water, and I do care about the children without shoes, and I do care about the animals or whatever it is that we care about. And so it's activating, but I've seen a lot of them lately, and more so than ever in my lifetime. They feel so happy. It's like they're celebrating something. And so to all the star seeds, it's almost like the message from the stars are coming in saying, good job. And I can't tell any different, like, you know, in my human self, I'm like, I don't know what just happened. Is it okay? Are we all right? I'm like, do I have enough money for my new tires on the car or whatever it is? Like, you know, I go in that direction sometimes. But there's a celebration. Like, we have reached a big point, and there's much clearing going on of the lower energies. But the star beings are like, and showing people in different ways. So you can also ask them, like, I've never seen a UFO. I want to see. You can keep asking them. And it sounds crazy. Like, go outside and say, divine star beings of pure divine light, can you just show me? Can you prove it? Because I say that sometimes, prove it in my head. And they will. It might not be in 2 seconds. And it could be in increments over the next week. But you'll kind of see a light ship. But they're all celebrating with this new frequency uplift, and especially in this springtime right now. So
there's an idea that's been occurring to me lately a lot.
I wasn't thinking of it in connection with starseed, but it could be how before there's a major earthquake, like tectonic plates are pushing against each other and there's a great deal of pressure, and then they shift violently and then it calms down. So I think what we're in right now with all the chaos, violence, discord is that we are in that major shift. There's that big shift happening right now. And boy, if the angels are coming in as I say this. It's been coming to me more and more lately that we're just about to like finish the earthquake, the energetic earthquake, and calm down. And perhaps that is even a calming to a higher frequency as a planet, as a people, which we desperately need.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I have a lot of dreams often. That's one of my reoccurring dreams, is about tectonic plates.
Me too.
I know that these crazy little like bug-like beings that live here too, but that's another show too. But to piggyback on what Melissa was saying, I like to tell my clients, you know, sometimes when you're out and you're stargazing or whatever you're doing, take pictures, because a lot of time to the naked eye, we may not be able to see something, but on a photo later, if you go back and you flip through your photos, I've done this very often. I've taught them to do this. You look through those photos, there's things, there's various splotches or blur. I mean, I have a full-on purple being that's walking with us in the ground where we stayed at in Cottonwood in our campground, and it's full-on purple celestial being walking with us. It just blew my mind. I felt somebody there, so I was guided to take a picture in that area, but with my naked eye I did not see it.
Oh, post that on the Sedona Soul Sisters Facebook page so we can all see that. That's awesome. Totally agree with that. Like, things will show up in photography. You know, it could be beings, it could be orbs, it can be balls of light zooming around, you know, just, we don't see that with our eye all the time. Even as mediums, we don't always see those things with our eyes.
You can ask them to also come in. So this is a different concept. I remember a friend of mine, I lived in San Antonio at the time. I think it was probably like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And 8 maybe. And she would call me and she would go, I think the star beings, the cosmic beings are talking to me. And they're sending little things, and they were different. This is just a perspective on how you can receive what they're saying. And they were sending, she was seeing little different colors of sacred geometry in her house. And she wasn't, you know, there was nothing going on. She was very clear, very grounded, very balanced person. And I go, do you think if they're from a different dimension that it's no big deal for them to be smaller? They don't want to scare you. So they're coming in and saying, hi, in the, like Tariana saying, the purple being, that was full on a being walking right next to you. But if that's really overwhelming and startling, and maybe they'll shrink down a little bit and not be so pushy. So they could come in different aspects that our minds have not thought of yet as well.
Like it's glowing green balls of light that bounce around the living room. I had that for years at a time where it was every single night for hours bouncing around in my living room.
What is that?
Yeah, I was watching them like, whoa. Looked like there were 100 of them, but it was probably 2 or 3.
So they're putting on sort of a
light show. That's the, I always go, show me the light.
I get those because a lot.
There could be a consciousness grouping and coming together. That's so cool, Ivory. I didn't know that about I'd never heard that one.
Oh, it was a house I lived in Prescott that my daughter and I still talk about, the Tiburon house, because so much happened in that house. And that was my, I think I'm going crazy. That was in like 84. I think I'm going crazy, but it was just that house had so much activity. But I wanted to ask you something. Oh, so if you are waking up to being a starseed, what does that look like or feel like?
Well, it was good for you to mention that. If you, in your lifetime, have never felt like you might be going crazy, then there's something wrong, because that is one of the, you know, the like, what? Like, it's hard for us to grow and change. And sometimes it sort of feels like we might be a little crazy. Could be for an hour, could be for a week. But that is one of the things. And not to be scarier on the negatives of anything, that's just a moment we all have. And if you have it, then you're probably not getting very far. Some of the other things that you might notice would be possibly activity in your house, because the veils are very thin right now. And so what better for your, and certainly some of the really, I don't want to call them advanced, because we're not more advanced than the people down the street in any way. Like, we're not better or worse. Just in this particular arena of being awakened starseed, you'll notice that your abilities and gifts, and so you might have also a certain frequency, I know I do, where every being seen and unseen from here to God only know how many galaxies away can see me. So they might come visit, there might be more activity, you might learn in funny ways, like you said in your Tiburon house in Prescott. Like, wow, that was weird. A lot of activity. And you guys did learn things. It was just kind of in a peculiar way. But also the abilities and talents, like in the last few years, I remembered, like, I'm spectacular at music. Like, and they are amped up, the telepathies, the psychic abilities, the healing abilities. And one of my boyfriends he's super weird, but whenever I was sick, he would just reach over and touch me and ask God. He'd say, God, just help. So he was channeling the star being things. So the abilities, our innate gifts, our knowledge will just start bursting out and blossoming out in different ways, whatever that means, many different ways. I think that's how we'll know. And it's sometimes unasked for. So we go, well.
Or happening faster than you would like.
Yes.
Which I think is where you were at, Terry Ann, when we first met you. And I get that. I didn't know at that time that we could ask to have our awakening slowed down when it feels overwhelming, when we just can't wrap our head around everything happening. And then you could always ask for it to speed up. But I didn't know. So I was just on this roller coaster ride that felt like it was perpetually going down a steep hill. And I hate that.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, the fast pass at Disney World. That's why I was on the fast pass.
Yes. Yes. No lines needed.
But dreams are another way. I get a lot of information through dreams. So people that are also very open can receive information through dreams. It's not as scary. It's almost as if, you know, you're there, but you're not there. So I think that way, especially for star beings to come through, is really good for us, because it's not as scary as if it might be, if it was like right in your face in front of you. So dreams, you can ask them to come visit you in dreams, give you messages through your dreams. I think that's very helpful as well.
I'm a big believer in that too, Terry Ann, because number one, we're more receptive when our subconscious mind takes over, and we can let our conscious mind that tends to get fearful, get out of the way. And so that's why I love keeping a notebook, a pen, and a little flashlight by my bed, because I'm a big dreamer. I have always have been. And so no matter when I wake up, I immediately, you know, turn on my little flashlight and write down the day, the time, you know, what it was that I dreamed or experienced, because sometimes it's dreams and sometimes it's beings coming to me, and I write down what they look like, what they said, what they felt like. I think these are important things to do, just to kind of keep a log of your journey, and you can look back on it and start seeing some patterns and get some understandings that way too. I'm no expert on starseed, but I'm certainly an expert on being visited by these beings. Not an expert, but I have a lot of experience for a long, long time of being visited by beings from other planets, especially.
And you can ask that as well. It's a little bit hard to decide. All of us being psychic mediums, I try to describe things like, how do you receive the information? It's not like someone speaking out loud all of the time, or rarely. So it's almost like a way you decipher information or energy coming through. And you can ask what some of your prominent starseed family origins are. But there are so many, I mean, there are thousands of different races or groups, or, you know, that we could be from. And some of them are really, for our human minds, some of those words, you know, we've got Sirius, Andromedan, Pleiadian, Lyran. I mean, those are some of the easy ones. And so if you don't get a word, so what? Do we have to define? It's like the humans defining each other all the time. Just know that they will answer you, and you'll get possibly where others or artists have been able to, you know, draw pictures or meet the beings. And there's a whole bunch of them on the internet. You can go, well, I kept getting that it was sort of it sounded like Syrian, and which is one of mine. And you can kind of look up what the beings look like and see if that resonates with you. So it's just kind of fun, because when we're in this awakening, when we're evolving in this world, some of it's just stupid and not fun. So we might as well make it fun. So we just ask the star beings to add some fun in, and it works every single time.
I would imagine that sometimes people ask that and they're given a name of a star system that no one's ever heard of before, but I would imagine that doesn't mean it's not right or true.
No, I always say, you know, we can't know it all as humans. When we go to spirit, we'll then again know everything there is to know, but we're here learning. So I don't think it's right for us to know everything. If you get a name and that feels it resonates with you, you know, go with it.
Anything else you ladies want to add on this topic today?
Just embrace it. Like Melissa said, have fun with it. I think that is the theme where we're going to. I've heard a lot from my angels and from my son in spirit. Have fun. Bring more joy into your life. And so whatever it is, just embrace it and have fun.
Yeah. And maybe we should make it like maybe we are the men in black. We're going to have fun with this as we learn and grow. And I just want to say, welcome home. Welcome home, starseeds. Welcome home.
Tune in next Friday when the topic is creating abundance. In the meantime, we hope you have an enlightening week.
Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.